Hello, everybody. I'm George Myland. Well, commenting on the intensification of the Russo-Ukrainian conflict, and this is, to some extent, Donald Trump's fault. Obviously, I blame Putin. He's the one who started the war, maintains the war, but Trump was going to bring peace in 24 hours. Well, ha, 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 what a sick joke it is. You know, 21st of January is supposed to have peace, and here we are coming towards mid-September, so it's intensified. He bombed in Kiev right beside the European Union building. I don't think any EU officials were killed. Now, was it a deliberate attack on civilian infrastructure? It wouldn't surprise me. They've deliberately destroyed destroyed lots of schools, hospitals, clinics, and so forth. You know, bomb shelters, labor children, and. We know about the mass murder of civilians in Bucha, and so forth. The kidnapping over 20,000 children makes Hamas's scale kidnapping pale into insignificance by comparison. It goes on. So the Ukraine's major government building complex in Kiev has been hit for the first time. Now, why just now? Because you could have hit that on day one, but okay, they're civil servants and politicians. Are they in bomb shelters? Have they diffused them to other places? Why is he doing this now? I mean, I suppose partly he's lashing out in rage at these effective Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries. I know over 17% of their refining capacity is being taken out, and that's going up. On the other hand, yes, they are getting repaired, but, you know, I'm told it takes at least several days, could be several weeks. But at this rate, if the Ukrainians were going to continue this rate, they would take out like half of it by the end of the year. On the other hand, some of the refineries are in Siberia, just out of range, so they'll never take out more than half of it. The Russians might get better at defending their refineries, but that means pulling out of air defense out of other areas. You know, they don't have enough air defense to cover everywhere. Occasionally, some drones and missiles are going to get through. So so Russia launching over 800 drones and missiles, so they're producing way more, some of these Shahid drones to the Iranian design and so forth. So Putin thinks he can get away with it. And where it is Trump's fault is because Trump has, you know, threatened do this by this, and deadline after deadline has passed with little or no action from the United States. So obviously Putin has concluded that there is really nothing to worry about, that no serious action will be taken by Donald Trump ever. Now, even if Donald Trump is sincere in saying, if you don't do this, then I'm going to follow through with major sanctions or some sort of intensification of military aid to Ukraine, Putin wouldn't believe it. It'll be the boy who cried wolf, because he's called Trump's bluff so many times, he wouldn't believe Trump even if Trump was serious, because, I mean, you know, how could you tell? You know, Putin, absolutely evil though he is, to some extent he is rational. He's observed Trump's behavior and thought he can play them. And then Putin again saying he would like to meet Zelensky in Moscow, but called him the head of the current Ukrainian administration, wouldn't even call him president. Previously said that, you know, he's not a valid interlocutor because he lacks democratic legitimacy. Well, he certainly has democratic legitimacy, but this is a sick joke coming from Putin, who rigs elections more than anybody else, who criminalizes genuine opposition, who falsifies election results, and who's got total control of the media, is extremely censorious. Goodness. Now, it is true that elections have been postponed in Ukraine because of martial law, like the United Kingdom postponed its general election in the Second World War by 5 years. And obviously, Ukraine has been obliged to do the same. Russia hasn't had a genuine election since the early 1990s, and they've got even more farcical. Causing Russia significant problems. I mean, I think sometimes the Ukrainians, they shouldn't bother buzzing these Russian airports with drones. They almost all get shot down anyway. It's a civilian target. You might accidentally kill some civilians. You mustn't do that. And it doesn't really demoralize the Russians. It brings home to them that there's a war going on, that life is not carrying on as normal, but it's a waste of resources which they could put into repelling Russian attacks in Ukraine and so on. So Zelensky is obviously not out of his mind. He wouldn't go to Moscow because he'd either be kidnapped there or he'd be murdered. So no. And we know that Putin's in bad faith. He's called these ceasefires and not observed the ceasefire at all, lying through his teeth about that. He has lied and lied and lied, and only Trump is thick enough to trust him. Another point is Putin even said, well, let's meet in Turkey. So Zelensky went to Turkey and Putin didn't show up. So showing Putin's bad faith yet again. But, Putin thinking things are going his way. Is he beginning to have doubts? But maybe he's so deluded, maybe he believes his own propaganda, surrounded by yes men, because telling him an unwelcome truth is a good way to get sacked fast. That this two-day operation, here we are, you know, 3.5 years on, and they're not really making progress. I mean, the best of the summer campaigning season is over. I mean, it's coming to an end. Obviously, they could campaign to the end of October, but the prime campaigning season, it's mostly gone, and they made very little ground. Yes, the Russians did advance, but, you know, at this rate, the entire population of Russia would be annihilated before they got to the western edge of Ukraine. Goodness, we think the Ukraine are going to collapse at some point, or, you know, Western support will fragment, and there has been some success with this one. Now, Robert Fico, the Prime Minister of Slovakia, he visited Kyiv recently, met President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Zelensky received him with the greatest of cordiality and with extravagant politeness, because he had to. This is his neighbour. Slovakia is adjacent to Ukraine. And Fico has cut off all military aid to Ukraine and is openly unsympathetic to Ukraine's plight. So, although infuriating and disappointed that is from a Ukrainian perspective, they can't afford to alienate him further. Could they even win him round? Remember, Slovakia is a European Union member state, can veto various aid packages, sanctions packages, and there's obviously some aggro between them. The Ukrainians have blown up that Druzhba pipeline, which was providing oil to Slovakia going through Belarus. The Ukrainians brought up the Russian section, not the Belarusian section of it, because Ukraine does not need more enemies, so they don't want to provoke Belarus directly. So Ukraine has also showed to Slovakia, well, there's no sense in relying on Russian oil because it's unreliable, because we can cut it off. So you've got to diversify your energy sources. You and Hungary, the only two that are buying it. Goodness. So, yeah, the situation is obviously still bad for Ukraine. Remember that sort of Russian breakthrough they had a few weeks ago? Well, I remember we heard at first that they wouldn't be able to exploit it. They don't have enough tanks, armored personnel carriers, infantry fighting vehicles. They can't go forward fast. Even they have felt the losses are so severe. They're no longer doing the meat attacks, the mass attacks like human waves. Just two or three going forward. Can they gather enough groups of three to eventually launch some charge at some Ukrainian trench and so on? They don't want big groups that the drones will easily see. Is it even worth using a drone against just two men and so on? But then two becomes six, becomes nine, becomes 12 or whatever, as more little groups, they're arriving in small increments in penny packets. And goodness, there's really no war end in sight to this war. And that's why, it's very important that people help Ukraine carry on fighting. Now, they're not going to recover the lost territories, I don't think, but the Russia can't go any further forward. Just build more impenetrable defences. And obviously, Russia says, we could have a peace, but the buffer zone, you would retreat 40 kilometres. No. Well, how about Russia retreat 40 kilometres and so on? All these completely unreasonable policies. And it is revolting to see the Russian Orthodox Church talk about, oh, Jesus, meek and mild, gentle Jesus, who wouldn't fight in his own defence. And then blessing the arms of the Russian military in this war of unprovoked aggression, murdering fellow Orthodox Christians just because they're Ukrainian is revolting. And they're very much an arm of the Russian state, always have been. There's no crime that they wouldn't valorize, sadly. Right, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.